Let's start at the beginning. Turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. God is a family God, saints. He wants to bless our family. Huh? He wants them to stay together. Huh? I'm showing you how to make all that happen right now. What our job is. Amen. He wants us to stay together. Amen. That's why he said the two flesh are one. Amen. You can't tear that apart. You can't rip that up. Amen. Not doing it God's way. The world does that. You know, they got laws. Hey, you know, if you got enough money, you out of that. But that's not the original plan of God. And that's what he was telling them. Genesis chapter 2. Everybody there? All right, look at verse 18. It says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. This is what Jesus was telling him in Matthew's. He said, don't you know what God's plan was? He was telling them, didn't you read it? This is what he was asking them, did they read? And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make and help meet for him. But can I give you something? When we think alone, we think of being alone, all by ourselves, right? But Adam was not alone. I mean, he had the beast of the field and the fowl of the air, and he had all these things. And he had God. Amen? But what this scripture is saying, it says the man should be alone. He had nothing on his level. He had the animals, which were lower than him. I'm going to show you that in the next scripture. And then he had God, which is far above man. So Adam, being a man, human cat, he had nothing on his level. So he was alone. That's what the scripture is saying. Look at verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Okay, now if you're reading that in succession, it looks like, so Adam was here, and then he began to form these creatures out of the ground. Every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. So it looks like Adam was first, and then they were created. Reading it right here, right? But we know that's not true. If you go back to Genesis, you'll see in Genesis chapter 1, you'll see that around verse 5, he started creating these animals and everything. Then 5 and 6, then in 6, then he created the man. They was here already. But when you read this, it looks like they wasn't. But they were here. He just brought them to Adam so to see what Adam was going to name them. But they were already here with him. Amen. So when God brought them to Adam to name them, that was showing Adam's lordship, his dominion over them. He named them all. Amen. Look at verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. See, he had nothing to help him on his level. Amen. He said it was no helpmeet for him. 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. They say this was the first surgery, right, ever performed. They said God did it. That was the first surgery. He caused a deep sleep to come on Adam. Amen. And before brothers get married, they need a deep sleep to come on them. Amen. Get inactive. And see, this is why you have to keep your children a certain time. You know what I'm saying? To keep them, you know, under your training, under the word of God. Amen. Look how God did this marriage. He said a deep sleep came upon Adam. Amen. and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. So he took one of Adam's ribs, amen, closed him up. And the rib which the Lord God taken from man made a woman and brought her unto the man. So the rib he took from Adam, he made a woman out of, and then he brought him. Who brought the woman to Adam? God brought the woman to Adam. He took that rib from under his arm. That's a symbol of one of our jobs with our wife, is to protect it. He took it from his side, and we have an arm over to protect her. Amen. Also, the ribs are close to the heart. The number one thing, we have to love her. Amen. You all remember back in the day, some of y'all ain't gonna know this. Pastor Hart might know this though. He might know, I don't know. But when we called a woman, we saw a really cute woman, we'll say, "Hey, rib, y'all remember that?" You wasn't there for that. See, I grew up on 79th Street at the pool hall. And my brother now be running out of there talking about, "Hey, rib." I'd be like, "Hey, rib." Amen. It was a Southside thing. Amen. Y'all didn't do that. See, today these kids say, "I'm going to holler at her. I'm going to holler at her." Okay. "I'm going to spit. Or I'm a spit game," or, you know, that's what my son Jalan. See me, you know, his mama said no, but his Jalan used to be like, "I'm a spit game and take her mind," or something he used to say. I don't know. He was something else. But in the day, we used to say, "Hey, Rip, what's up, Rip?" I promise you, that was it. I thought you would know that one, Pastor Hart. Right. There you go. That's another one. Come here, Shorty. Shorty said this. Shorty, that's what they say. But in the day, see, we was on some biblical stuff. They was talking about, "Come here, Rip." I say, "Come here, Rip." I promise you, that was a big thing. Amen. But anyway, listen to this verse 23. "And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Here we see God's word, two flesh are one, saints. Thank you, Jesus. When you marry, saints, that's how it is. Two become one. She is you, amen. And we love ourselves, don't we? For sure, amen. This is what I want you all to see right here, though. Look at verse 24. It says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be," what, saints? "One flesh." Catch this revelation right here. Because when the Lord showed this to me, he made my day. I praised him for about 30 minutes. It says, "Therefore." So we know when you see "therefore," it's a reason that it's there for, right? It says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife." What's that there for? That's what we need to know. It says a man should leave his father and mother. When shall a man leave his father and mother? That's the question. It's therefore, it's right in front of us. When shall he leave his father and his mother? When he gets married. It says, "And shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Your children, your sons, your daughters, they should leave you when they're about to get married. Other than that, you should not be putting them out of the house. The Lord showed me this and made my day. Then when I was sitting there, when he put this in me, I'm sitting there like, "Wow, Lord, that's amazing." All of a sudden, Carlton comes downstairs. This was yesterday. He said, "Daddy, it's my last day with you." Because his house was ready. He was granted his occupancies. He's getting ready to go now. And the Lord said to me, "Now you see my perfect will." He showed it to me right when he put it in me. I said, yeah, he's leaving with his wife. He said, that's my perfect will. And I gave him that revelation. I said, you came here, son, at the, let me give you this right here. And I told him, and he said, wow. The Lord put this in me and then sent the boy down to tell me, it's time for me to go, Daddy. I got to go. I said, Lord, you are something spectacular. You know how to bless your servant. See, he confirms his word immediately. I love it when he do it immediately. Devin and myself, y'all hear me? When y'all get ready to go, don't be running out in the streets. Be anxious to just run out in them streets. Amen. I'm going to get my own place. I'm going to do it. That's what I did. I'm going to do my own thing. I can't wait to get out of here. That's all wrong. You're going to go through a lot of drama. You hear me, Marcel? Don't do it that way. Stay there until God bring you that wife. You see how he brought out? He's going to bring her to you. He's going to bring her to you. While they're preparing you, God is going to bring her to you. Amen. And that's the only reason you leave. Now it's time for you to go. Amen. Kaylin and Cameron, y'all know what y'all on now. I'm not going to put you out. Huh? Be 20, 21. Oh, I'm not putting you out, okay? But I'm going to keep training you so when God bring this queen, you'll be ready for. Same thing with your daughters. Keep training them so when God bring the king, she's ready for him. Amen? That's the will of God. Amen. That's the perfect will of God. You put them out when they get ready to get married. That's the reason we should put them out. Now think about it. Let's acid test it. Think about if everybody did that. See, we got these young men out here just running, but wow. Amen. And they get their place and they really can do their own thing. Huh? And we see the drama. We see what it causes. But what if they just, everybody just trained and kept training them kids, training them up in the Lord, and then they get married. They don't know nothing about being permitted, running around, all that nonsense. They don't know that. And then they go and cleave to their wife. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's the way things ought to be. Amen. That's revelation. You want some more revelation? Okay. Look what it said. And they shall be one flesh. That what it says? I was in error on this one. The Lord, I mean, he was putting some things in his servant yesterday. It says they should be one what? Well, shouldn't they be one spirit too? Uh-oh. Shouldn't they be one spirit? No. See, her spirit belongs to God. Huh? This fleshly stuff. See, this earthly stuff, this one flesh thing, that's for earth. But the spirit, her spirit belongs to God, and so does his. You want to be one spirit with God's spirit. Amen. That's how you want to be. But you don't want to hook up two spirits down here. Matter of fact, spirits don't hook up in God, in heaven. Isn't that what Jesus told him? He was like, well, you know, we got this woman and she married this guy, and then the brother married her, and then the next brother married her, and the next brother married her. Who does she belong to in heaven? And Jesus said, you all are in error. We don't do that in heaven. Amen. That's not what we do in heaven. And that's what Carlton told me, because I asked him that. I said, you know what, son? What is the, it says one flesh. Why don't it say one spirit? He said, because they don't do it in heaven. And he was absolutely correct. They don't do that in heaven. Her spirit belongs to God, if she wills it to him. Amen. Lord have mercy. I love it when the Lord speaks. Our young folks are messed up, saints, because we're putting them out too early and not training them, preparing them for the king or the queen. Amen. Don't put them out to sow their wild oats. That's the world. That's foolishness. You're setting them up for negativity. The reason should be a man leave his father and mother for his wife. Amen. That's the reason. That's God's perfect will. Two will become one flesh. Amen. The virtuous woman is spiritual, not carnal. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to you. I'm going to give you this last formula on marriage, thanks to God. Then we're going to have our communion. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Here's God's marriage order. Because it said what God has joined together, right? Amen. Genesis 22 and 22 said God brought her to the man. But first he put the man to sleep. Took her out of the man. Then he brought her to the man, right? So it's three really great causes of marriage. The father's consent in God's giving. Amen. The father's consent. That's why when you're doing a marriage, you say, well, who gives this woman to be? And most of the time, it's the father, amen, that gives her away. Then it's also the woman's consent, amen. And we saw that in Eve's coming. See, it wasn't a forced marriage. She came willingly. He brought her straight to Adam, amen. Then we saw the man's consent because Adam received her. Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, come on, and flesh of my flesh. He received her. This is the godly order, amen, of what he ordains. The bridegroom loves the bride. It's godly, saints, because he knows God. So there's no love in the bride if you don't love God. You don't know how to love because God is love. Amen. The first thing you got to do is love God before you even start dealing with a woman, period. Amen. The bride has to have affection for the bridegroom. And you know what's really, really key? The approval of blessings of both the parents. The parents want to bless that marriage too. Amen. Here, I'm going to read this Shakespeare to y'all. You know what Shakespeare say? Happy are they whose nuptials are first sanctioned and then celebrated by the living God. That's some Shakespeare. Amen. You want God to be the centerpiece of your marriage. That's how it's going to work. Amen. The world doesn't have marital standards. Huh? How can you say that? Because they marrying man and man and woman. Isn't it obvious? They don't know a thing about it. God said, a man and a woman. Amen. I'm showing you this godly way to do this thing. Amen. If you want it to work, if you want it to last, if you want the promises of God in your life, it's got to be done like this. Amen. You can't, your way, it's as the scripture says, is a way that seems right to a man, but that leads to destruction. Huh? I'm witnessing to you all right now. I've seen it several times. Amen. Your way is not his way. Amen. I just gave you his way of doing the thing. Amen. Everybody say hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you for that revelation, Lord. You know you bless your servant with that one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm giving you all the glory and praise and honor. All glory be to you, Lord. You showed me your word perfectly in my household, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah to you. It's a pleasure to serve your people and bless them, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to serve this meal today, Father. I give you glory, praise, and honor this day, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I got to pray for my brother Archie. I pray for you. I said, Lord, you got to let him show up. He needs to hear this word. Here he come. His wife said he's not going to be here today. But I went to his head. Lord, he need to be here today. What you mean he not going to be here? Lord, I mean, God, something else. I don't know. I get excited because it's just the things that he can do for you when you just ask him. Come here, brother. Let me pray for you. And your wife. Come here, Sister Teresa. Lord, have mercy. Come here, Elder Deutsch. Come here, sir. Pastor Harden. Praise God. just want to lift this brother and his wife up today. Amen. Young marriage. I just married him not too long ago. Amen. What is it? 2 years now? 2 years. Praise God. And the devil trying to sneak in and act ugly. Huh? We come against that. Amen. Huh? We don't allow that. Amen. Surrender to God, Elder. Father, I lift these two up to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Anything that's coming against them, I break it off of them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those special blessings that you prepare for them before the foundation of the world, I will not allow Satan to steal them, so I'll give them to Jesus right now. Oh, they're in good hands now, Elder. I lift these two up to you who you made one, Lord. The two became one flesh, Lord. I lift them to you now, Lord. Put them on one accord in the flesh, Lord. And both spirits belong to you, Lord. Put them in one accord spiritually with you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now have them to walk in newness of life, Lord. Old things are passed away. Everything becomes new. Give them the mind of Christ for one another, Lord. Great love for one another, Lord. Connect them, Father. Exactly how your word says it, Father. And use them mightily for your glory, Lord. I speak blessings over them, their children, their family, their house, everything concerning them, their jobs, everything, Lord. I speak a blessing over it, Lord, and I thank you for blessing them the way that you're blessing them, Lord. I know if it wasn't for you, it would not be, Lord. But you are awesome, mighty, powerful God, Lord. And we thank you for blessing them the way you're blessing them. Don't let nothing or nothing, no man put asunder. That's what your word says, Lord. You said it's forever. So it is. In Jesus' name, amen. Dinner tonight too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is a liar, isn't he? He's a liar. Hallelujah, Lord. God is awesome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to you, Lord. There's nothing like you, Lord. Nothing. Nothing that I know, Lord, like you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Who do we need to pray for?